I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Spring practice for Pitt football starts on Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Love spring ball. Southside will be populated by 105 to 15 guys fighting for spots. Got continuity on the staff offensively and defensively, but a lot of new faces for this Pitt program to follow as spring unfolds. 15 practices that'll conclude with the spring game on April 15th. Some things to follow that I'm watching for this team this season. Obviously, we know who's departed. Kalijah Kancey making waves, national headlines at the NFL Combine. That 4.67 40, that 10 split. Expect him to be a first-round pick, no questions asked. Got to go to the right scheme. Not sure, you know, people really understand that. That's not a shot at anyone's football knowledge. It's simply the fact that, you know, wanted him to come to Pittsburgh, the Steelers-style defense, the Cam Haywards of the world, the Javon Hargraves of the world, that 3-4-style defense is not what Kalijah. Kalijah is a penetrating three technique. Look at teams like Philly. Look at teams like Buffalo. You look at teams like Chicago, the Bucks, the Rams. I expect someone to – he'll find a home in that first round. You can't deny the speed and explosiveness, and coming off a shoulder injury, really didn't have an opportunity to – really did not have an opportunity to show his strength, too, on the bench and otherwise. What a combine for him. Brandon Hill as well. Izzy didn't run. We start to see some of the voids on this team. Obviously, change to the quarterback position. Jared Wayne moving on. So here's what I'm following this spring when I get a chance to watch practice. We'll talk about it a lot. We'll have guests on. We'll hopefully do a couple live remotes from spring practice. Kind of enough for Panthers Insider. Really get some great coverage of spring football. It starts at the quarterback position. And I expect there to be a fight. Frank Cignetti, John DiBiase have done a great job putting that quarterback room together, reassembling it, building depth. Phil Dracovic, obviously, back home. I think it's reasonable to assume he'll get the first crack at being the starter. He's a proven guy. He didn't come here to sit. Came here to compete. But also to lead and to have a great season for a team he grew up rooting for and go to the NFL. But Christian Vieira, the Penn State transfer, you're just watching his tape from Penn State, hearing things about his explosiveness, athleticism, how live of an arm he has. It's a great situation to have, too. And he's a guy that's proven himself on a big stage as well at Penn State. Started against Rutgers, led the Nittany Lions to a victory. Obviously, we know Nate Yarnell is a guy that's been here the longest of the group, other than Eli Kasanovich from Aliquippa, who's basically a player coach. I love that kid. But Nate's a guy that's gonna have something to say about things. Be very interesting to follow that competition all spring, and then to see how the spring game develops and how they play. Another thing I'm following is the weapons around him. Obviously losing Jared Wayne, 1,000-yard receiver, What kind of step do Bub Means and Kanate Mumfield take? What does Dejon Reynolds, the Florida transfer, give him? What are some, who are some freshmen that could step up? Israel Polk is a guy that's people are talking about as a guy that could be, you know, obviously his brother has pedigree, comes to Pitt from California, has some ties to the area, loose ties, but ties nonetheless. Lamar Seymour is enrolled early. What does he give the Panthers in terms of an immediate boost? The receiver position will be one that's critical to follow, but I expect Bub Means and Kanate to take a large step this year. Tight end position. Gavin Bartholomew, do they get that position more involved? Phil Jurkovec loves a good tight end. He's a quarterback that's had a history with Hunter Long at Boston College. But who do we see behind him? Carter Johnson played a lot last year. Who do we see behind Gavin that can step up and give this team a boost at the tight end position? Be very interesting to follow that. I expect the offensive line to be full of competition. Full of competition. Young players. Guys like Ryan Jacoby and Ryan Bear. Certainly Branson Taylor. We know what Mack and Salvis can do. We know what Blake Zabovic can do. We know some of the proven commodities on that front, but who are some of the young players that have a chance to step up and compete for starting jobs this spring?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Running back position. Certainly Rodney Hammond. Certainly Sebo Flemister. Certainly Daniel Carter. A couple young freshmen in there as well. Defensive side of the ball. Who's the next D tackle? Who's it going to be? Elliot Donald. Sean Fitzsimmons. In addition to David Green and Devin Danielson. DeAndre Jules. Who's the next diamond in the rough that Charlie Partridge has shined up? Deion Hayes at defensive end, a guy that I expect to have a monster year. A monster year. Moving back to the linebacker level, no Servassier Dennis for the first time in a long time. Shane Simon figures to move inside potentially. Brandon George. Bengali Kamara, Solomon DeShields. Names we know. Guys that have made plays on Saturdays at Acrisure Stadium and otherwise. Corner position's about as fortified as it's ever been. And if you listen to anybody at the combine, rather, they'll tell you that they think MJ Devonshire is the next one. The next guy to really have a big-time year and put himself in position to be a draft guy, to be a combine guy. The next good corner from the University of Pittsburgh. And there have been many that have gone on to do big things. Safety is probably I would say safety is where we're going to see the most turnover and the most competition of any position on that defensive side of the ball. If I just had to go off the top of my head. You're losing Eric Hout, Brandon Hill. They played 3 years together back there on the hash. Now you're looking at some younger guys. Javon McIntyre. Philip O'Brien. Obviously, Donovan McMillan picked up in the transfer portal from Florida. But a host of young players competing for two spots and a nickel position. But with Marquez Williams and A.J. Woods and M.J. Devonshire and Rashad Battle outside, got to feel good about that secondary and some of the talent that Corey Sanders has at the safety position. But it's just going to be, once again, I feel like this is a team with depth, with options. More, certainly more at some positions than others, but you can't fault, or you can't rather, you can't question where this Pitt program is in terms of depth. Stockpile depth and proven talent combined, equal competition. Guys get better regardless of how many years they've started in a row. So this is a really, I think, important spring for Pitt. Coming off of two very good seasons, 11-9 wins respectively. I'm sure there'll be questions about this team heading into 2023. There already are. Who's the quarterback going to be? How do you replace Izzy? Jared Wayne's gone. No Kalijah Kancey. Lose both your safeties. Those are stressful positions in this defense. You hear all of them. But one of the things you learn over an eight-year tenure for Pat Narduzzi is, how many times have those questions been answered? More often than not. More often than not. What are you going to do without DeMar Hamlin and Paris Ford? Some lumps early for Brandon Hill and Eric Hallett, sure. But boy, do they turn into good players. Jalen Twyman's gone. Who's going to replace him? Who's the next D-tackle? Enter Kalijah Kancey. Who is going to replace Patrick Jones and Rashad Weaver? Haba Baldonado, Deion Hayes, Deslon Alexander, John Morgan. John Morgan transferred to Arkansas, but still a factor for this defense in the past couple years. Continue to be a top five sack team in the country. Quadri Olofsson's gone. Israel Abanikanda, although Kenny Pickett took the limelight from the running back position for a couple seasons. Who's going to answer those questions? Who's going to emerge?
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.